it's time to party, we will party hard.
This is ESPN 106.3, broadcasting live from the Gosling's Bear Trap at the Honda Classic. Gosling's, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic. Here's Josh Cohen and Theo Dorsey.
We are live from the Gosling's Bear Trap on a Saturday afternoon, and it is drinking time. That's my partner in crime. That's Theo Dorsey, News Channel 5, Fox 29. Just back from Orlando, you had a late night at a concert, and you go from the party to inside the party, and just as we're going on the air, there's a guy that we've been waiting to meet from Twitter,
yeah,
and his timing couldn't be worse.
Well, actually, I know him already. That's the problem. That's Chuck Kenyon from Royal Palm. So, yeah, that was, yeah, sorry about that. I'm still fresh off the road, man. I'm still in party mode. It's kicking it.
It is. It's a perfect day to continue the party. Live from the Gosling's Bear Trap, which is ground zero of the party at the Honda Classic. This is the destination where people meet to greet and sometimes to get business done, but mostly to pray. And by pray, I mean P-R-E-Y. You know what I'm saying?
I was ready to send one up.
Yeah, you don't need your Tinder. You don't need your Bumble. You come to Honda Classic. You get a ticket inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. You roam around and you collect numbers like the IRS. You pick and choose who it is you want to put in your IG. You know what I'm saying?
I like the vibes, and I can tell it's kind of exclusive as well because I'm supposed to be working it, and I barely got my tail in here. So to get here is one thing, and then once you get here, that's when you start making the waves, making the moves.
You had a tough time getting up into the Bear Trap?
I was trying to explain to the lady, like, I have a show to do right now. It's about to start at noon. She was holding me up. I heard you got in here real easily. I mean, I don't have that cachet yet.
Well, I did. I entered through the exit where it says exit only, but the problem was the dude was working security on that. I just slid behind him.
Yeah.
So he didn't even check me. He didn't even I literally snuck into the Bear Trap.
Just a little quick. So that's the thing about you, though. You got your slide golf fit on. He might have thought you were, you know, about to tee off.
He literally didn't see me.
Smooth.
He literally didn't see me. So I slid behind him. You know, if somebody wants to stop to talk to you, great. But if not, if you can slide through, just keep moving.
Just keep it pushing. That's what I should have went with. But, yeah, I got held up there. Thankfully, we still made the start time. I see some good dark and stormies in front of me. I know it's going to be a good 2 hours here.
Now, Dean Thomas claims it was his nickname in high school, but I doubt it. Dean always wants to do the quiet storm. That's the one radio gig he swears. You know, like when you listen to the smooth jazz station?
Yeah.
And they have that nighttime show called The Quiet Storm.
Yes, yes.
106.3, The Rain.
Yeah.
Here's a little Miles Davis from 1965, Some Kind of Blue.
I can see Dean Thomas.
He does his Quiet Storm, and he claims that was his nickname. Gosling's is world famous for the Dark and Stormy cocktail, but they just did something brand new, Theo. They just canned the famous Dark and Stormy into a pre-made, pre-mixed cocktail, a skinny can cocktail. And not just that, it's not 5% like your seltzers. This is 7% alcohol by volume.
Okay, okay.
So get you some of this. It's in pineapple, mango, and dark cherry flavor. A black cherry flavor. Dark and Stormy. First time in the U.S. being sold. This is the debut in the U.S. for this product, which has been out in Bermuda and around the world. Brand new to the U.S. as of right now. They had us. They're hosting us. We get to do 2 hours live inside the Bear Trap. We will be, as women walk by, rating them, Theo and I, in a way that they don't know. Men, as they walk by, we will be making fun of them. Also, we'll be doing celebrity lookalikes, Theo and I giving each other a point, being fair about it. Fair about it. Like straight above us is a young man leaning on the balcony.
Yes.
And he looks like my friend Roger from growing up. I can't get a point from you because you don't know Roger.
I don't know Roger. How can you? You're starting off very weak.
That's why I said I can't get a point from you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
I should subtract a point for starting
who he is
with a guy with no mutual.
Nolan Murphy, who was a fantasy football outsider, has made his way
through
the live broadcast. He was an ESPN West Palm teammate of ours who went back to the Midwest where he belongs, and he made it down for the weekend, as did our friends from the Burke Foundation. I see Ryan Burke over there, as a matter of fact. This is one of those days. Saturday's a moving day in golf, as you know.
Yeah.
But really, it's moving in the sense of, yeah, ma'am, nice to meet you. Keep it moving because there's other people you want to talk to.
There's so many people you want to talk to. Even on the way here, it's like as you're trying to bump through, you're seeing all the familiar faces. It's like I didn't realize how much the Honda Classic would also serve as like a family reunion type of event where you're seeing those same faces every year, and you're every year you're seeing an extra line added to those faces, I'm sure, as well, right? Like you're seeing people gain experience.
That's not nice.
Not experience. It's experience.
That's not nice.
It's just stripes.
The morning of Super Bowl, I go to Phoenix. I go to Phoenix Scottsdale for Super Bowl weekend to go to the parties, go to the events,
yeah.
And then I'm out early Sunday morning. By that I mean we went to the Sports Illustrated party Saturday night. And I didn't go to sleep. You go from the party right to the airport.
Mm.
And then you go to the airport right onto the plane. So I'm going through TSA at about 4:30 in the morning, about 4:45. I'm going through TSA. And there's nobody in line. It's just me and the cat that's looking at your boarding pass. And then, you know, you got to hand him your ID. So I give him my Florida driver's license. And he looks at me. And he looks at the picture. And he looks at me. And this old dude goes, yeah, that's you. What a lot more hair.
Oh,
and I said, man, it's too early in the morning for this.
Yeah.
I had a cracked tooth, so I wasn't able to eat any solid food that night.
Still a little hungover?
I'm hungover because I never went to bed.
Yeah.
So the buzz.
So you're really still kind of drunk. You're not hungover yet.
No, I wasn't still drunk. I was hungover and I was hungry because my tooth was cracked. Couldn't chew anything. Couldn't even press my teeth together. And I got an old man in TSA who said to me, yeah, that's you. Went a lot more hair, and he wasn't even like laughing, because my driver's license picture's from 2008, 2009.
Well, at least he didn't hold you up at the gate like I got held up to get here to the Gosling Bear Trap. At least he let you through with the this.
But I did sneak through for this one.
Yeah, smart.
We are live till 2 p.m. So if you are heading into the Bear Trap, make sure you come through and say what's up. The Bear Trap is the ticket of the Honda Classic. It is a special ticket beyond grounds passes, so make sure you have one before you get in line and try and get up in this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This is also where you see all of your favorite local athletes and celebrities in the offseason. So you see your baseball playing friends, past and present. You see your NFL players, past and present, from the area. I always run into a certain quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. I always run into him.
Current?
Maybe, yes. Who do you know?
Of the Indianapolis Colts? I'm like, you're really racking my brain right now.
Used to be a Patriot.
Used to be a – oh, Jacoby Brissett.
And then a Dolphin, yeah. After the Dolphin, yeah.
Okay, yeah. When you go back to the Colts days, I'm like, I mean, he's a Brown now. Yeah,
He's a Cleveland Brown.
Patriot, he's been all over.
I forgot. But I always run into Jacoby, and I run into a lot of guys.
This is stomping
Nick
grounds.
O'Leary, I always run into my buddy Nick.
Yeah.
I always run into a lot of guys. And a lot of spring training baseball guys. They get the day off or pitcher catcher, and then they come through. So what I'm saying is, this is the C&B scene of the Honda Classic.
And the reason being, and I recognized it as soon as I got up here, the amount of shade you get here in the Bear Trap, like the amount of shade and the good viewing of some of the best holes at the Honda Classic, like
whoa,
I get
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Holes,
you can't say that.
Holes.
In different area codes? We've got holes
that
in different
too,
area
codes.
We got 516, 561, 772. We got them all. People are posing with fat heads. Your head is out there. My head is out there.
Yes.
My only concern is that people are going to do bad things to mine. Because I'm disliked, as you know.
Don't be concerned about it. Just know it's going to happen. Be confident knowing that people are going to do bad things with your head.
I'm okay with that.
Right in front of you.
Anyway, back to your holes, you were saying.
Yeah, it's just so many holes here to watch from a very safe seating view. Like, you don't have to be worrying about the sun because all of the shade, and you get to see the beautiful 16, 17, and really the holes are the holes. H-O-L-E-S.
You see them hole out on 16 and tee off on 17.
Yes.
It is the Gosling's Bear Trap. New this year. Try this. You'll love this. It is the Dark and Stormy as a canned cocktail. Dark and Stormy inside of a skinny can in black cherry, mango, and pineapple. And as soon as Rainier gets here, from Gosling's Rum, you and I will be sampling cocktails.
Yeah, I was just talking to her. I saw her upstairs.
While we're on the air, I imagine we'll be sampling because that's how business gets done. The new rum that they have released is literally sea-aged. Thank you very much, sir. Is literally aged at sea, meaning that the barrels of the Gosling's Rum are on the cargo ship, and it goes on the ocean 60,000 miles. The Earth is only 25,000 miles around at its equator.
Right.
So it's 2.25 times around the planet. But when you're aging rum on the ocean, you've got a motion that you can't duplicate, and you've got temperature changes that are unpredictable and inconsistent, and therefore that ocean-aged rum is unlike anything else.
I like that. I never knew that side of it. I've always loved the Gosling product, especially the ginger beer and the Dark and Stormy, so I can't wait to see what the Dark and Stormy within the can is like. But then that rum you're talking about, they need to bring that out too. Are we getting to try both today is
the
question.
We're going to try everything.
Okay, bet.
Including to get fired. We're going to do the best we can with everything. Live from the Gosling's Bear Trap, it is Saturday on ESPN 106.3. I'm Brother Love, J to the C. You know me from the home team. That's Theo Dorsey. You know him from News Channel 5 and Fox 29, our television side as well. He is a part-time radio host. Ken Levick alive. He's filled in on the home team. But I understand from a promo that you have a bone to pick with me, which is weird because the first I heard about you having beef was on a promo that was running on ESPN 106.3.
So it made it to promo land. I was wondering if they were going to cut that and get it to promo land. Yes, I do have a bone to pick with
you. I was a little surprised that you didn't feel safe to come talk to me, that you didn't feel comfortable just coming to see me.
Yeah.
But instead, it became a show topic on Ken Levicka Loses. I mean, Lives.
No, the Ken Levicka Live. And also, Loses maybe needs to be coinciding with the Josh Cohen and the home team with Dean Thomas and Tina because – I recall.
Did you say coincide?
Coincide,
yes. Is that on purpose?
Yeah.
Me and Evan were going to do a debate show called Coincides.
Really?
Coincides.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm on that side.
I feel like I'm that good right now. Okay, coincide. Okay,
anyway, so, back to losing.
Yes, back to losing. So during the Super Bowl, and I'm such a gracious person as well because you know me as a Chiefs fan, one of the kings of Chiefs Kingdom. I'm a gracious guy. We're texting each other during the first quarter of the Super Bowl. The Eagles are driving for that first touchdown. You're feeling yourself. You're confident. You have Philly roots, which it don't get talked about enough.
Just to be clear, I spent a couple years working in Philly.
Yeah, but that's part of your roots.
Well, it's part of my story.
Okay.
Part of my story. But I did not put roots in that ground.
No. That ain't fertile enough ground for Cohen roots. It's not.
If you have a choice in the matter, you do not claim Philadelphia as part of the roots of your heritage.
How many years were you in Philadelphia?
Almost three.
Oh, really?
Almost three.
I feel like it was more than that, but
no,
you caught the Kobe Bryant years.
Yes, I did.
That was a blessing.
Yes, I did. Listen, when I left Philadelphia, I vividly remember driving my Honda Prelude SI four-wheel steer.
Yeah.
Remember the Honda Prelude?
No, I don't remember the Honda Prelude. I'm 29.
Honda Prelude was a little coupe, sport coupe.
Yeah.
And they did an SI version, so that's a sport version.
Okay.
But it was a four-wheel steering. They did a four-wheel, so the back wheels turned like the front wheels.
On a sedan?
When you were... Or no, on a two-door coupe.
Okay, cool.
So it was a low, wide coupe.
Yeah.
And when you were parallel parking, you could almost... Like, you know, they're marketing that new that Hummer truck, the crab walk?
Yeah, right. They could just slide into the spot.
So you had a zero turn radius, so this thing was like... It was like a go-kart.
Yeah.
And they became a little expensive for a Honda Prelude because the four-wheel steer, I think they started being like $38,000, and people were like, that's too much money, goodbye. But anyway, I had one of those... And I'm leaving Philadelphia, and I'll never forget it. I look in my rearview mirror. I'm on I-95 South, heading to South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I look in the rearview mirror, and I see the old Philly Spectrum, and I also see the old Veteran Stadium. And I raise my hand to the rearview mirror, and I turn it around, and I lower my thumb, my index, my ring, and my pinky fingers, leaving one sole digit raised in the air to the sky, the middle finger. Bye-bye, Philly. Burn in hell.
But what you're missing is that's the classic salute in Philadelphia. They probably flipped it right back at you, and you guys, they thought you were buddies at that point. Like, that wasn't a diss to Philly. That's kind of endearing.
People say to me, they go, what's your Philly story? I said, I did my time. They're like, oh, incarceration? I said, no, I lived there. Same thing.
That's tough. You're being hard on Philly. I think part of it is because you're a New York guy. You're an upstate guy. You got to be hard on Philly. Philly's not that bad. It's artsy.
I'm an open-minded guy.
Yeah.
I went from upstate New York down to college outside of Baltimore, Towson. I did work in Baltimore. I did work in D.C. And then I went to Philadelphia. Philadelphia sports fans are miserable people.
Tough.
Philadelphia is a very inside town, very kind of rude almost to outsiders. Philly's fine. The people that are born and raised, great. Good for you and your culture.
Yeah.
But Philly is not, like, they boo every draft pick they get. they don't welcome any. Donovan McNabb, remember when he got drafted out of Syracuse?
Yeah.
They were so, like, Philadelphia sports fans, their identity is, we're miserable people, and our default setting is, you suck, we're mad. Prove otherwise. And in other markets, it's welcome to the family. We're so glad to have you. Take your time. get right, become the player you will be. We support you throughout.
Yeah.
That ain't Philly.
Not at all. Not one bit. And the funniest part about all of that is, even knowing all of that, having the knowledge of the Philly fan base, being a guy that lived there for 3 years, flipping the bird on your way out, you still, for some reason, had faith.
I didn't live there 3 years. I did three
years. You did your time in Philly.
I did my time.
You had your past in Philly that you rode past, and you look back on that time, maybe not fondly, but you look back on it.
I look back on it in a rearview mirror with my middle finger raised. That's how I look back on it.
Well, yeah, well, that's one way to look back on it. But for some reason, with all of that knowledge, you still bet me in the first quarter, as the Eagles were scoring that first touchdown, a 50 ball.
50 bucks.
On those Philadelphia Eagles.
Correct.
I have yet to hear anything about it since, you know?
Well, here's the thing.
I've yet to hear anything about it since. And we had a show a couple days later. At the Honda Classic, the pre-show, I think it was a Tuesday, and I said, you know what, I'm going to wait and see if JC will bring it up on his show. We got topics going. I know his wallet is burning. To just give me that 50 right now on the show. Let's see if he brings it up.
So here's,
didn't hear it at all.
Here's the thing. We made that wager, like you said, in the early first quarter.
Yeah.
But of the wagers I had that day, of the propositions and of the total, that was by far the smallest wager. That was by far the smallest wager that I made all Super Bowl.
I felt like it probably was.
Yeah, it was, and it completely slipped my mind. But here's the good news. We have technology now, Theo.
Yeah.
There's an app called Cash App.
Okay.
That's used by Dean Thomas and drug dealers as well. We also and Stone LeBanner, which uses it to buy crypto so we can offshore. And then also we have Venmo, and we have Zelle.
Zelle is...
So what you can do is you can text somebody a request.
Yes.
It shows up as a text message, and it says, Theo Dorsey is requesting $50. And then I would immediately go, deny. No. I would immediately hit the open the app, send the 50 to Theo, and done with it.
But then the story's over. Like, that's not fun to me. The fun in it to me is, because obviously neither one of us is tripping over $50.
You know I'd forget.
Yeah, it's
more fun. Make me look bad?
It's more fun to have you owe me $50 than it is to get $50 from you. You know that.
That's a great point.
Yeah, come on. Like, what am I going to do with that $50? I'll burn it in one day.
I've had the exact same thing where they're like, oh, let me get it. I said, no. I'd rather every time I see you embarrass you in front of your family.
Yeah.
In front of your wife and kids, go, look at your deadbeat father.
Yeah.
He owes me $100 for 10 years now. And he tries to pay me and I run away.
Right, no.
It's way more fun that you still owe me.
I always have that over you until you pay me. And that's why I don't want the $50. I just want to always know that you owe me $50 because you didn't believe in the magic man, Patty Mahomes, and my Kansas City Chiefs.
And it's not even that I didn't believe. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I learned this season that I was wrong about the Chiefs as far as they were not in a rebuild mode. In fact, they weren't even in a reload mode. I thought sooner or later the Chiefs would be exposed as a team that wasn't complete.
Mm.
And it turned out that they were complete enough to compete enough. But let's be honest. You know, destiny chooses how these games play out. We saw the last two games of the year, the last two games of the season, end brutally on a call that allowed for a play that was so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
If the penalty in the AFC Championship game a little farther, maybe that field goal attempt to win it at the buzzer, maybe that happens from, I don't know, 50, 55, that's fun.
It's a little tougher,
42 yards,
yeah.
And it felt so anticlimactic. In the Super Bowl, I literally tweeted before third down, I tweeted, they can give up a touchdown here, they can't give up a first down here. They can give up a touchdown here.
Mm.
What you can't do is give up a first down. So remember, for the Chiefs, it was third and 8.
Yes.
And they could have gotten a first down just outside the 5.
Yeah, like about three or four yards short. Yeah.
just about outside the 5 yard line. It was between the 6 and 3.
Yeah.
I think it was just outside of the 5, not inside.
Oh, so you think it was okay? Yeah.
Right. I think it was just north of the 5. So if in fact a receiver did catch the ball, you're going to drag them into the end zone. You're going to pull them in if you're a smart defender.
Yes.
Because the one thing you can't do is give up a first down. You can give up a touchdown. Or you can make a stop, make them kick a field goal. There'll be a minute 48 left. Let them score with a minute 48. That's way better than never seeing the ball back,
yeah.
Right?
And that's when you call up an aggressive style defense where it's like we're going to either blitz or we're going to play heavy on keeping them short or making them, you know, making sure it's over the top for a touchdown. But instead, there was a hole.
The one thing The one thing you can't do is either give up a penalty that allows for a first down,
yeah,
or give up a first down. And people go, I don't understand. Why would you let them score? Because you don't see the ball otherwise.
Yeah.
Football's the only game we have that has this dumb rule. And it is a dumb rule. In basketball, I don't care if you're down 15, you can foul, at least the ball's going to be back in play.
Yeah.
Right? In baseball, you get three outs, I get three outs, you get three outs, I get three outs. If I'm the home team and I'm winning, I don't need the bottom of the ninth, but it's fair chances.
Yeah.
Every sport, tennis, we've seen amazing, ridiculous comebacks and collapses. In golf, the same. In every sport, there's a chance, at least a chance to do something. Football's the only game that you can take a knee, take a knee, take a knee.
Soccer, you could park the bus a little bit. It's harder to keep the ball away and keep it out of possession. But
you can still get after it.
Yeah.
Remember, you still have a chance.
You can still attack.
Football, I really wish there were something in those situations inside of 2 minutes where you couldn't ice a game. And I know that, you know, it was born out of Herm Edwards and the miracle at the Meadowlands and the fumble. But what an awful way. I mean, even Chiefs fans were disappointed.
Yeah.
Even Chiefs fans were like you could hear inside of State Farm Stadium this weird kind of, oh, it's over. We won because people want drama. Why do people get upset when they prepare for a hurricane and all it does is rain a little bit? Because they wanted a little scare.
Yeah.
They wanted a little excitement. They don't want to lose their home. They just want a little drama. And at the end of the Super Bowl, because of the rules of the NFL, and you can take a knee and run the clock and timeouts, something should be done about that. Because what an awful way to end. Well, in the AFC Championship game, not as much. The penalty was committed to put him in range. He still had to make a play.
Yeah, he had to make that play on a bad ankle and then get. Yeah, so that was still a pretty exciting
the
moment.
The penalty, we all know, was dumb. And as a result, but still, it's cold as hell out there.
Yeah.
You got to make a snap, you got to make a hold, and you got to make a kick.
Still has some. It was much more climatic than the Super Bowl, yeah.
There's still three elements. Yeah. In the Super Bowl, man, we got robbed, is what we got.
It was tough.
Are we on three breaks? Are we on three segments an hour? We're on three segments, so we can go a couple more minutes, is what we can do. All right, good. We're live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. That's Theo Dorsey. I'm Brother Love, Josh Cohen, and we are here till 2 p.m., and we are going to enjoy the sights, the scenes, the smells, and more than that, the tastes.
And the shade.
And the shade.
We're going to enjoy that, too.
Because we got it made inside literally the shade. Gosling's Rum has invited us to broadcast from their bear trap. They are the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic. And Theo Dorsey does not want me to pay him the $50 I lost him in the Super Bowl. He would rather have me owe him. He would rather hang it over my head.
Oh, yeah.
He would rather confront me in public. This is karma, because I've done this multiple times in my life to people.
Of course.
So this is now karma where you want to be like, JC still hasn't paid me. And I'm going to go, I tried. And he rejected. I'm gonna Venmo you $50 and you're going to send it back.
I'm going to deny it every time.
Guy.
I'm going to your retirement. I can't wait to your retirement party. Every single step of the way. I mean, your next big birthday party. Every single time I'm going to be telling everybody there, like, yeah, man, he still owes me $50 from the Super Bowl. And maybe I should keep the number ambiguous. That's what I did on the promo.
It's better that way.
Yeah, it's better. He still owes me money from the Super Bowl bet we made back in 2023.
It's even better than that. All right, when we come back, we got some stuff to get to, including a historic performance in the NBA last night, plus Theo Dorsey. We are into spring training now, and there are some rule changes to baseball. Will any of this stuff work? Would it make you want to watch more? I got a couple ideas to make baseball even better than these dumb rule changes, and I'll explain what they are. He's Theo Dorsey from our TV side, our News Channel 5 and Fox 29. I'm Josh from the home team, and we are live inside Gosling's Bear Trap on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to ESPN 106.3's Honda Classic coverage, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic.
We are back live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap on a Honda Classic Saturday. It is moving day from the Bear Trap. Josh Cohen and Theo Dorsey, tag team, back again. Check it, correct it. Let's begin. Drinking, that is. The Gosling's people are going to come through in a little bit, hopefully with cocktails. My friend Rainier, if she knows what's up, she will. Laura Ballman coming through a little bit. But we continue with the sights, the scenes, the smells, and soon-to-be tastes of what is the party central of the Honda Classic. Baseball has new rules for this season. Did you happen to see yesterday that we have our very first violation of a batter not being set inside the box with 8 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, that's here's the question, because I didn't see it on TV. Is there going to be an actual visual clock that we can see, or just the ump has it?
We'll be able to see it. Mm. And also the batter will be able to see it.
Yeah.
And also the pitcher will be able to see it. So there's one out in the outfield. There's one kind of like in a basketball court.
Yeah. And I wonder, I mean more so on the broadcast. I guess you can kind of still see it, but I wonder if they have it up there. Like it's that's yeah. going to be a weird part of the viewing experience now, but at least it speeds it up, right?
Well, I mean, we got the play clock in the NFL,
yeah,
right?
And you'll see that.
So you'll see that for baseball broadcast as well.
Wow.
So the pitch timer, here's how it works. 15 seconds when the bases are empty, the pitcher's got to start his motion. 20 seconds when there's runners on base. If you violate this as a pitcher, a ball is called. As a batter, if you are not set and in position at the plate, you have a strike called. So yesterday we had, who was it, Fernando Tatis?
Yeah, Tatis.
Somebody from the Padres,
yep.
He got, so his count began with no balls and one strike. So it's kind of like softball. He went in with 0-1 before he even entered the box.
So, but is that going to make that much of a change, as in, like, are guys going to be taking more strikes in that way, or are guys going to be speeding up getting into the batter's box as well as pitchers speeding up getting into their motion? Like, both sides help, I guess, because both sides effectively do speed the game up.
Batters, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was Nomar Garciaparra in the 90s with his obsessive-compulsive disorder. Batters step out, they redo their gloves, they redo their helmet, they check this, they move their elbow pad. They got this whole ritual. It's literally OCD.
Yeah.
Think about a batter. Nobody stays in the box. They step out, they correct this, they redo their glove, they redo their glove. They redo their helmet, they redo their elbow pad, they redo their elbow
pad. It's kind of like golfers.
It is. It's like golf. And the problem is, baseball games are too long. Young people do not want to watch. Young people do not want to play. In case you haven't noticed, we live in a very short attention span world. Very short attention span. Do you know why there's so much congestion now at red lights? Do you know why there's so much backed up traffic?
Everybody
on
TikTok?
Because when the light turns red, people open their phone and they check social media, and they don't realize the light turned green. So the first car's late going. The cars behind them are also on their phones checking social media. So then they are late. So fewer cars get through the intersection than used to. It's not more cars. It's that. So take that now to baseball, where games are taking 3 hours and 40 minutes to play. Mm. Nobody wants to see that. Mm. No one's got attention span for that. So this is going to speed up the game. Yesterday, with the new rules, games were being played 2 hours and 20 minutes.
So that'll speed up the games. That's great. Yes, that'll speed up the games. The question is, for me as a fan, does it matter still, because there's still 162 regular season games? Like, baseball has the worst of both worlds. They have a game that's already slow in itself,
and
right?
Too long of a season.
And then you have too long of a season, and each game takes way too much longer. So it's a very heavy time commitment you're asking for people that don't even want to watch a video if it says something over a minute.
Correct. It's the worst of all words. It's the worst of all worlds.
Yeah.
Now, the shift also has restrictions. This is an idea to increase more hits, more scoring, which obviously makes the game longer, but also athleticism. Two infielders must be on both sides of second base. No more three on one side, no more three on – no more shift.
Yeah.
So you got to have two players between second and third and two players between second and first. Also, infielders have to have both feet on the dirt when the pitch is released.
Mm.
When the ball leaves the pitcher's hand – their heels need to be on the dirt.
Yeah.
So this wouldn't have worked in the 70s and 80s because a lot of dome stadiums didn't have dirt infields. They just had dirt around the bases.
Mm.
Now everybody's got a dirt infield. You can do it. It's going to be a uniform infield dirt, from what I understand.
Oh, so now everybody has to have the same measurements on that infield dirt.
From what I understand. But this will change, obviously, the shift.
So more offense. In layman's terms.
Yeah, but what it also means is that it will be harder for guys to make plays. As a shortstop, as a second baseman, you can't now be where the ball is going. Now you got to get to where the ball is heading.
Mm. So the skill gap widens out for those infielders as well. Like, the good guys are now it's more important to have a good infielder versus a guy that can just make his way around.
Now you're going to have to, now you're going to have to make plays. Now you're going to have to make plays to actually field the ball. Now you're going to have to be in position to make a play where before you just stood where the ball was going to head. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me. And also, it's like baseball is starting to slowly inching its way conform to what other sports are doing, which is, hey, dial back the defense, give me more scoring, and give it to me quicker because our audience is starting to get bored.
just like the radio show. The audience is starting to get bored. Same thing. Baseball. Baseball's got a problem because people want to go watch the Sanana Bananas.
Yeah.
But they don't want to go watch a regular baseball game.
Man, have you seen the way that the ballpark of the Palm Beaches has gotten packed out each of the times the Savannah Bananas have gone?
They sell out in advance.
Yes.
You can't get a ticket.
Yes.
Now, why is that? What does that teach us?
The kids want to see the Savannah Bananas, but also the adults also rush to it as well. I mean, it's people want to be entertained more than they want to see the outcome of games.
Yeah, it's an event, too.
Yeah.
It's an event. If they played 162 of those, I'm not sure the demand would be the same because the supply obviously is, you know.
That's true. And they're traveling with it. It's like the Globetrotters. They're traveling with it city to city. If they stayed in West Palm Beach for a full season, I'm sure that number would dial down.
But people want music, and they want to laugh, and they want to, the unexpected. It's an event. It's a party. Baseball is a great game, but human brains have changed. Human attention spans have changed. Even, as you know, on television, you used to use 15-second sound bites.
Yeah,
can you get away with that now?
They don't want you to.
They won't let you.
If you're using something over 15 seconds in a sound bite, it's because you're trying to fill time and you're kind of squeezing, or just a super important dude saying something that's super necessary, but you want to squeeze those sound bites down small.
Watch a news clip from, like, NBC Nightly News in the 80s, where, like, President George Herbert Walker Bush spoke today to Congress. And that soundbite might be 22 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, soundbites are 6 seconds. 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You can't go 15, and you certainly can't go 20. So baseball's got a problem, and that is, how do we make this so people want to watch and kids want to play? Also, bigger bases. The bases now were 15 inches. They go to 18 inches in width. So it's a square. So it means you're 3 inches on both sides and three up top.
Who does that help?
That helps base runners.
Yes.
Because it allows base runners to have a better chance to steal. And it also, if you don't think an inch and a half matters, well, talk to your girl. An inch and a half matters. Three inches certainly matters.
3 inches is going to do the job. But here's the question. Here's the question for real. With that, if you're doing all of this, the thing about baseball that is at least beneficial is there's more guys that play both sides of the ball. Like, you're going to be a batter and an outfielder. You're going to be a batter and an infielder. Right. At least it helps all players, whereas you see defensive guys in the NFL crying year after year as these rule changes are being made.
Correct.
That's making it open up more for the offense. So at least there's that with baseball.
Yeah, that's a good point. In the baseball rules, everybody's subject to them. Everybody is going to.
Except the pitchers.
Well, I mean, but the pitchers have to deal with it because the pitchers got the clock.
Yeah.
And the pitchers can't throw over more but twice. And the pitchers also have to be cognizant of where their infielders are. They can't rely on throwing that pitch that they know that guy hits in that same spot.
Yeah.
This is good for baseball. These rules are good for baseball. But the rule that baseball really needs, the rule change that baseball really needs, do you know the one I'm thinking of?
I can't think of it. What you got?
You a tennis fan? Do you watch tennis?
I watch tennis sparingly. I wouldn't, because you guys are huge tennis fans. What's up?
I cover tennis, right?
Yeah.
And I work at Tennis Gala in the south of France. Tennis is a beautiful game. Tennis got even better when they implemented the automatic line calls.
It's called Hawkeye.
The computer determines if the ball is in or the ball is out. And in tennis, remember, if the ball is 99% out, it's 100% in. If one fiber of the tennis ball is touching the line, it's in. Baseball needs a strike zone that is the same as Hawkeye in tennis because it tells pitchers exactly what you can get with and what you can, and hitters automatically know, and it's consistent. The game is called the same for 9 innings for both teams. The strike zone for you, if you know, according to your height, obviously the distance between, you know, your shoulders and your knees, and your elbows and your knees, the strike zone is universal. That's what baseball needs.
So you say that, and it's funny you say that because they're already doing that now, like what at the college level where guys can check for it, but you're saying let it just be the rule of thumb. We're using just the robots, cut the umpire out. I'm not mad at all.
The umpire will still be there because you'll need him in case
the strike
system
ball
fails.
Calls, though,
Yeah, he'll be there, and if the system fails and he can call it out, he sees it.
Yeah.
But he may get called out once a game if need be.
Smooth.
That would be efficient.
That would be more efficient. And look, the umpires, you get less on your plate, so you still get paid the same.
All right.
Hopefully.
When we come back, we've got a theory as to why it is Ben Simmons is broken. We got a theory, and it's an interesting one. There may have been a moment, much like Theo and I had with Super Bowl, that determined the future and fate of Ben Simmons. He's not the same player that he was. He may never be. We'll explain why that is. We are inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. Inside the Gosling's Bear Trap from the Honda Classic. Dark and stormy, now a canned cocktail. Come through, get you some. That's Theo. I'm Brother Love. We're live on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to ESPN 106.3's Honda Classic coverage, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic.
We are back live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. It's moving day at the Honda Classic, and it's move along, lady. It's nice to see you, but keep it moving. That's Theo Dorsey. I'm Brother Love. The forecast today is dark and stormy. Down my throat.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a little...
aggressive?
Yeah, man. It's early, man.
Gosling's dark and stormy.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I said, am I on the wrong show? I thought it was... This is the Josh Cohen and the home. This is dark and stormy.
The name of this show is Live from the Gosling's Bear Trap.
Oh, you're right. Live from the Gosling's Bear Trap. So that's why the dark and stormy forecast is going down your throat. I'm not mad at it.
Gosling's dark and stormy is the forecast of the day. The weather's perfect. The scenery's fantastic. And Theo's out here collecting phone numbers.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And the only ones I'm collecting are those of partners to make sure that we continue these relationships going the way that they're going. That's it. That's all.
There's fat heads of you and me. Why don't you just give me my fat head? I'll just hold it in my lap. There's fat heads of you and I, and they just keep falling over. And nobody thought, like, to tape them or fix them or put them on a brace.
Yeah.
And what happens is they fall over, and Courtney picks it up. And 5 seconds later, it falls over. She picks it up again. Then she picks it up again. And then she picks it up again. So I'm going to babysit my own fat head. What I want to know is, in my giant fat head, why couldn't they use airbrush? How hard would it be to take out some of the wrinkles, fill in some of those lines? How hard would it be?
Well, they want people to see you. They want, like, the 2023 Josh Cohen. And those aren't, you know, some of those are just kind of, what?
You wear makeup on TV.
Yeah.
If you wear makeup on TV, that's not the real you.
That's the real me. I'm just not going to shine off, man.
But photoshopping or cleaning up my face on the fat head would be the equivalent of makeup. It would be smoothing it out.
You could have worn makeup to the shoot.
Makeup to the show?
Yeah, we could have got you a full face, man. A little blush and everything.
You know how that works. Yeah. You know how that works. Friends of ours continue to file through and make fun of me and my giant fat head. But it is nice to see everyone during this Honda Classic 2023. Because remember, Honda Classic, by the way, Dominique,
what up?
She's always drunk at Honda. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter what time of day it is, she's always drunk at Honda. Drunk and dancing. Always.
Yes. Okay, that's good.
Always.
That's how you know.
Honda Classic was so blessed because it happened at late February of 2020. Immediately the weekend after Honda Classic, we started to get the early pandemic.
Yeah.
2 weeks after, pandemic was in effect. 2021, we had Honda Classic. It was limited with hospitality. It was smaller capacity. But Honda Classic never missed a year during pandemic.
That's true. It hit right in that sweet spot. Right in the sweet spot, right before everything shut down and just early enough or just late enough to where when things were reopening some.
Yeah, so the consistency is fantastic.
And being in Florida helped out, too.
Well, for sure, but there were other events that did get canceled.
Yeah.
You know, Sunfest missed 2 years. Missed 2020 and 2021. Ooh. Courtney, who is one of our teammates, she said to me earlier, we were on break, and she goes, there's a guy here, he listens to you. And I said, Courtney, there's a lot of guys here that listen to us.
Yeah.
Me and she was all like surprised. But people keep coming over the table, shaking hands, saying what's up, Courtney's only been with us for 2 years. And she's slowly learning as she gets out more, out and about more, that ESPN West Palm has a huge following.
Yeah.
That the home team has a huge following. That some of these people out here that are excited to see me don't even know that I'm on the radio. They only know me from Facebook.
They know you from Facebook or the charity events.
There's people that know you from TV, had no idea you're doing radio.
Yeah.
But we gotta take Courtney on a victory lap. Just afterwards, we're going to drink so she can see the love that we get from the people. Because when she says, there's a guy here, he listens to you. I said, Courtney, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What are you talking? There's a guy.
If she's going to do that every time, she's going to be saying that a lot is what you're saying. It's going to be often. Yeah.
Why was it surprising to you that use my mic. It's fine. Why were you surprised to meet a guy that was excited that he listens to the home team?
I wasn't being surprised. I was like, oh, like someone here was just talking about how they listen to you every day and that they're a big fan of the show.
A lot of people do that. Look at these lovely young ladies right here. How are you?
How are
Nice to see you. What is your name?
JT.
I mean, I know your name, but tell the audience. And your hair today is flawless.
I know. I did it up today because, you know, coming out, going to show out.
So you're today I'm going to say your celebrity lookalike is, who we got for, we got Britney Spears a little bit. No, Jessica Simpson.
There you go. That's what I used to get, yeah.
Okay. You see Jessica Simpson.
10, 15 years.
Now, who's your friend here in the break?
That's Khabib.
Yeah, no, we know. Khabib, come on for a second. Now, who's your celebrity lookalike today? Who's your celebrity lookalike today? Think
Beyonce.
Now, think.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. A little bit. I like the braids. You know I like the braids.
Yes, I do.
We've talked about this before, everyone.
Yes.
Keep the braids always.
Just, I wore them just for you.
Lies. But if you want, I could take them out later. Just playing. Nice to see you guys. Enjoy yourselves. They are inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. And I see another young lady who's drinking my Celsius Essential Energy to live fit. Represent. We are apparently on a 4-segment schedule. I thought it was 3, but apparently it's 4. We are all good. So the beautiful women are inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. It's nice to see them all once again. And as I have cocktails, we're going to, you know, kind of be bilingual and mingle.
Come on, we have to. That's part of it all here. If you're going to be sitting here in the shade, if you're going to have the golf action coming to you, you got to go and get some of the action as well, right? You got to be able to get out there. Have a little fun.
It's networking.
Chop it up.
It's networking for work.
Yeah.
It's networking for the sake of the show. It's not personal, I promise. We come back, we will hear the story, one theory, of why it is that Ben Simmons is broken and possibly irretrievably so. Theo Dorsey, JC, live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to ESPN 106.3's Honda Classic coverage, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic.
Back live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap, it's moving day. Want me to go to code? Want me to do announcer guy?
Get back in that announcer bag, man, because every time you say moving day, that's what I feel coming, and then it goes away. You go into your radio voice again.
You know, I was going to say, I can do real JC authentic.
Yeah.
Or I can do code announcer guy on television.
Jump in there, man.
All right, so let's do cheesy television announcer guy in 3, 2, 1. Back live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap, PGA National. The set of the Honda Classic, round 3 is underway, and we are broadcasting live. I'm Wyatt Oldman, as Dean Thomas refers to his alter ego. Mm. Dean Thomas would do a leaderboard update, is Wyatt Oldman.
Wyatt Oldman.
And he says, good afternoon, I have your leaderboard update. This is Wyatt Oldman.
It hits every time.
Then he goes to the leaderboard, and he's like, I am Sung is a positive 4. That's good.
It's got to be.
We're like, it's 4 for par. You don't know the language. You know the terminology.
Yeah.
Gosling's Bear Trap, the center of it all here at the Honda Classic. The sun is making its way into the western sky, which means that our setup is about to get a face full of, oh, yeah, the rays are catching up with us. We got another hour of this. But the good news is this year, the Gosling's Bear Trap is completely covered, with the exception of where it is we're broadcasting from, on the outside balcony here. We're going to move the table slightly in the next hour. We're all good. Ben Simmons is broken, and he's been broken, it seems. Ben Simmons is not the player that he was supposed to be, or even that he was in the first couple years of his career. There is a theory, according to Bleacher Report, as to why it is. Ben Simmons just can't seem to get it right between his ears, because we know it's not an injury-related situation. It's a confidence-related situation. It's a almost yips kind of situation. Would you not agree?
It almost has now surpassed the level of yips. Yips are supposed to go away, right? Like, he has the eternal yips, and yeah, I would love to hear what this theory is from Bleacher Report.
Let's take a listen to the theory on why it is Ben Simmons might be broken.
Now old stories of Ben Simmons are making headlines. Right after Kyrie and Katie left him alone in Brooklyn, nonetheless. Apparently, a few years ago when the 76ers were playing the Wizards kept fouling Simmons to get him on the line. And they were basically banking on the fact that Simmons wouldn't score. It was when Bradley Beal fouled him that Simmons became fed up with the Wizards fouling him on purpose. He bet Beal $5,000 that he would make both shots. Beal called his bluff and upped the bet to $20,000. Simmons then missed. And has had a lot of difficulty with his shooting. And it would make sense that this incident added to his already existing confidence issues.
She says that when Beal said, hey man, I'll bet you $5,000, Simmons said, deal. He said, no, $20,000, and he missed those shots. That moment was public humiliation. that moment was everybody knows that the chips are in, literally, not figuratively, but the cards are literally on the table. 20 grand, let's see you make this. If he makes those shots, Ben Simmons might be a totally different player. Man. That's the theory here. There's moments in which we lose our confidence. It's harder to find it than it is to get it the first time.
There are pivotal moments, and I would hate to say that. So here's the thing. I believe that moment affected it, but I don't think it took that moment to keep him there, because it seems like that was the trend he had been trending on, at least when it came to shooting, since he came in the league. But that's got to be one that hurt.
So that may not be the moment. It just might have been one of those straws that broke the proverbial camel's back.
Yes, yes.
Where it was an accumulation of, and that moment it's like, damn it. You know, there's a psychology to this. The psychology in sport is the most important aspect, because the man who believes he can and the man who believes he can't are both right.
Yeah.
In fighting, in golf, in tennis, in team sport. The man who believes he can and the man he believes he can't, they're both right. And people say, I don't understand that. And I said, if you think you can do this, you can. And if you think, man, I can't do it, you're right.
One of my favorite books I read post-college was As a Man Thinketh. And I would say, particularly for me, As I Thinketh, looking at the demeanor of Ben Simmons since he's came in the league, like, it was always inevitable. Like you said, straw that broke the camel's back. That dude doesn't look like he loves the game of basketball or even likes it at all. So expecting him to get better at shooting, expecting him to be willing to shoot when he knows he might miss some, it's like...
So you're saying some of this
is tough.
Some of this might be him not working hard enough. Some of it might be him not loving the game enough.
It's all of it has to be centered around that, mixed in with the fact that he's already had these deficiencies. Like, he's willing to work on it in practice. He's willing to do off-season videos. But then when he gets in NBA games, he's not willing to take those same jumpers. Like, it's all mental to me right now. It's beyond yips. And it's something that I don't see how another team can buy in on him. Like, once this contract is done, what do you do with Ben Simmons?
He doesn't seem to love the game, but also he seems like a guy that knows everybody's looking at him and everybody's booing him. Like, I'm at the U.S. Open for Serena's last match in September. And they show celebrities up on, you know, during commercial breaks on ESPN, they show celebrities, and it's the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So it's everybody from sports, from music, from entertainment, from politics. It's the U.S. Open. And they show Ben Simmons in the crowd as a member of the Brooklyn Nets, and even that crowd, the entire crowd booed him.
That's tough.
Even that crowd.
That's tough.
And those aren't NBA watching folk.
And he did his time in Philly like you.
And he did his time in Philly just
like
that.
And I'm sure he has the same reaction you had.
We're going to do one more hour live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap here at the Honda Classic. Theo Dorsey and Brother Love J to the C, special guests, unexpected. The people keep drinking, which means the show gets even more fun. Well, it's got to get more fun,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
At some point. But you never know who might show up, and you never know what might happen. Gosling's Bear Trap, Dark and Stormy, now in a can. Try it for yourself. Live from the Honda Classic, that's Theo Dorsey and Brother Love. We'll keep it live till 2 o'clock here on ESPN 106.3.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
This is ESPN 106.3, broadcasting live from the Gosling's Bear Trap at the Honda Classic. Gosling's, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic. Here's Josh Cohen and Theo Dorsey.
We are live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. It's Honda Classic. It's day three. It's moving day. That's Theo Dorsey. I'm Jay to the C, Brother Love, that's me. What a beautiful afternoon to day drink amongst the people. What a beautiful day to pretend that you're interested in golf. What a beautiful day to meet amongst the people and just let them know that this is what's up.
I got to come clean, Josh. I got to come clean. I got a TV live shot with WPTV at 6. I can't do the day drink with you yet. I got to wait till after 6:30.
Then why are you winking?
I mean, the wink.
Because the boss is listening.
She can't see the wink. She can't. Yeah, exactly.
Because the boss is listening. That's my bad.
Come on, man.
That's Theo. You know him from News Channel 5, Fox 29, our ESPN West Palm TV side. And you know me from the home team. And also, the Lover and the Fighter podcast. I'm joking. You're not winking at me.
Hey.
But you did give the throat slash.
The throat slash is in like, hey, stop talking about how I'm winking. But I will tell you this much. 6:30 hits. If there's anybody left here still with Gosling's, I'll come by and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't be opposed to it then.
Gosling's, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic, debuting two new drinks at this Honda, including mango, pineapple, and black cherry flavored canned Dark and Stormies. Try those, plus the new ocean-aged rum, Spirited Seas. Theo and I, till 2 o'clock, hour number 2, as we just talk to strangers, doing what our parents told us. Never accept candy from strangers as we sip drinks that don't belong to us. And don't talk to strangers as our parents told us we're doing that all day.
I mean, that's what we get paid to do in the typical, but now it's even better because we're here at the Gosling's Bear Trap. We're with the people. We're getting that direct feedback, not waiting through a call. So
you know what works and doesn't by their reactions. Like this lovely family sitting in front of me.
Yes.
There's a man in a very tropical shirt.
Love that
He's wearing black golf shorts and green Reebok sneakers.
Yeah.
He has on the retro Oakley sunglasses, the big mirrored shield. And he's got a little salt in his pepper hair in a fade. The wife has a lemon skirt.
Yes.
Yellow lemons on a white background in a white Honda Classic.
Pop out.
Sleeveless golf shirt. She's got black with white running shoes on and Come a canned on. Cocktail in her hand.
Come on.
They have a gray with black and yellow accented child's wagon. This is an all-terrain vehicle with a young boy inside.
Yes.
He's wearing a green tropical golf shirt and holding up a black plastic object to his mother for approval. This is how parents now cart their kids around.
Yes.
It is better than a stroller because you can hide booze in it. You can also nap in it. There's probably, I don't know, a Nintendo Switch inside of it. That's how you travel. Meanwhile, Dean Thomas bought one of those, a child wagon kind of a thing, and he carts his equipment. Like when he brings our broadcast equipment to Vegas for UFC fight weekend, he carts that through the airport.
That's the way to do it. I wish I would do it that way. Instead, I'm over here hauling stuff around on my shoulders and biceps. Like, I'm still getting a little workout out of it still. I would love to bring that thing around these 18 holes.
Meanwhile, I just want to say this kid is in this this wagon, this kid wagon kind of a deal. And the back wheels are bigger than the front wheels. And the handle is fully adjustable. But look underneath it. There's actually like a seating port. And there's a mesh webbed. It's almost like ventilation. So he's got
some portable shade. That's a king right there.
This damn kid's wagon is nicer than my first car.
Yeah, I mean, heck, it's more reliable too.
And it's absolutely
that thing ain't failing. It's four-wheel drive.
What was your first car? Let's talk first cars because this kid has got.
First car.
Mom, do you know more about the wagon? Come talk to me, please.
She got the Dark and Stormy,
just
too.
Come on over here. You're drinking the Gosling's Dark and Stormy, and you are drinking mango flavor. So thank you for supporting the brand. What is your name?
Carolyn.
And where are you from?
Palm City.
Fair enough. I used to live in Palm City. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
You don't know who I am, which is good.
No.
Perfect. How old is your boy?
He's 3.
And what is that wagon exactly? What is that called?
It is an Evenflow.
Evenflow. Oh. Motor by hill. Is it a Pearl Jam company item? Evenflow. Evenflow. How much does that wagon cost?
I got it on clearance.
Who's Clarence?
Clarence.
You got it from Clarence, like on eBay?
I know a few Clarences.
So at clearance price, you probably paid how much for it?
$150.
So what do they retail for? Like if you bought that new, that brand new?
$400.
That's all that is? Damn it. You think I could fit in that, Theo? You could pull me around.
I was just about to say, like, you can squeeze in it. The little basket for your feet would be great.
So what features does it have? Because it looks like there's a whole bottom thing where your feet go, and then that's ventilated so your feet don't get hot.
It's got a little tray. It's got a basket.
It's got a snack tray.
Now. Yes, it is.
And a cup holder.
Two.
And what other features does it have?
Well, it's got, like, 4 cup holders.
Retractable canopy.
Yes, it does. You can use it as a regular stroller or a wagon.
And it's got knobby tires. It's got off-road tires.
Yes, all-terrain.
This is a legit, I've never seen, it's not a stroller, it's a wagon, right?
It is a wagon. It's a stroller.
Does this kid know how lucky he is?
He should.
He better, huh?
You know what I had when I was his age?
What'd you have?
Shoes. And a father who said, walk. Keep walking. It was a pleasure to meet you guys. Enjoy your Honda, and thank you for supporting the Gosling's Dark and Stormy in a can. Brand new in a can. Your first time trying it, I bet.
First time. She convinced me at the bar.
Nice.
Congratulations. Have fun.
Thank you.
Very nice family. That kid's got it good. We're going to take a picture of that wagon. I'm going to tweet it out. at Josh on Air. Is that
yeah.
my Twitter?
Yeah, yeah, Josh on Air.
Josh on Air. So you can see. I'm going to get a good shot of that wagon. Could you turn it sideways, please? Thank you very much. Look at that, the bottom of that.
It's beautiful.
That's outstanding.
It's beautiful.
Theo Dorsey, what was your first car? Let's talk first cars.
My first car, a candy red Nissan Sentra 06. And, man, when I tell you, I used to ride around in that 06. Until my speakers stopped working, I rode around in that 06, man.
Why,
it was cold.
Why not replace the speakers? Why not just replace the speakers?
I was a broke college student by the time that my speakers went out. And you know what I would tell people when they got in my car, especially the young ladies? I'm like, you could listen to music in anybody's car, but I want to get to know you. Like, let's have some conversation. Let's really take this time.
Translation. Your car is whack and you're broke. Translation.
They knew that.
Whack and you're broke.
They knew that, man. They were betting on promise then. They were betting on the future. I had potential back then.
My first car was a 1984 hand-me-down used Honda Civic hatchback. Honda Civic DX. Mm. No power windows. You had to crank them by hand. No air conditioning. It didn't come in the car.
Whoa, that's a...
It had no stereo factory. Aftermarket stereo, cassette deck AM FM, and little cheap speakers in the back seat. No power steering, no power windows, no power brakes. You ever park a car with no power steering? You ever parallel park a car with no power steering?
I have not.
I mean, it's a workout.
So here's my question. I know I've heard of cash cars. Was this like a Penny's car? How'd you get it?
It was a hand-me-down. It was a hand-me-down used car is what it was. We are live inside the Gossings Bear Trap Honda Classic. Of course, the party of all parties is inside the Gossings Bear Trap. And we are here to celebrate Saturday at the Honda and the release of the new Dark and Stormy Can Cocktails. 7% alcohol by volume, mango, pineapple, and black cherry flavors. You and I have a little generational gap.
Yeah.
You and I do. I'm Generation X. You're Generation Z.
No, I'm millennial.
Oh, you're millennial. Okay.
I made the cut by a few years. I'm born in 93.
I'm Generation X. You're Generation Millennial.
Yes.
Never have I. You know this game?
Yes. Never have I ever or never have I?
Never have I ever.
Okay.
And then you admit whether or not you have or haven't.
Okay, that's easy.
Question number one. Never have I ever been on TV?
I have.
Same.
So I would have to drop a
That's
finger.
What we do for a living.
Okay, right. I was about to say, I got to do that in 4 hours. Yeah.
Never have I broken a bone. Theo Dorsey, moment of truth. Never have I ever broken a bone. What have you broken other than your car speakers and your reputation?
I broke my pinky finger bone, but I never got it repaired. So I don't know. It's not medically broken. There's no record of it getting broken. But when
Let
I was
me
like
see a, your pinky.
When I was in middle school, it's a little crooked.
Straighten it out. That's as straight as you can make it?
Yeah, this is straight.
Yeah, it's a little busted up.
So when I was in middle school, a girl slammed my finger in the locker room accident, and I was gushing, bleeding, couldn't play in the basketball game later that day.
The only broken bone you've ever suffered is your little pinky because a girl slammed it in the locker?
She slammed it in the locker. I have really strong bones and good genes, so of course I'm not over here breaking bones left and right. I'm also very coordinated. I'm not the type of dude to get put in predicaments to break bones. I'm like that.
Christian and I are laughing because we're like, you are so genetically blessed. You are so superior to us.
I'm
you
just
are
saying.
So superior to we.
Have you broken a bone, Josh?
What are you? Look at my face. Look at my damn face. Look at my face.
I'm trying to see.
Look at my face, and then you tell me.
Okay.
Tell me if you think I broke a bone.
Maybe somewhere here in the middle region, in the nose area.
I know that the nose isn't technically a bone. It's like more cartilage or whatever. But, I've broken, as far as bones, I broke my wrist. I broke my arm. I've broken knuckles. I've broken my nose, but that doesn't count because it's not a bone.
When you break your knuckles, what does that look like? How
swells up, and then they can become recessed.
Do you have to get them, is there surgery for it afterwards? One of those just heal like a rib type deals?
Look at my twisted fingers.
Yeah.
Look at my twisted nose. Does it look like I seek medical attention?
No, I don't think you've been getting these things treated properly. I don't think so.
But I did have my wrist taken care of, and I did have my arm. My arm was taken care of because I was like 6 years old.
Yeah.
So you did go to the hospital for that. Yes. All right. Next. Never have I ever snitched on someone and gotten them in trouble.
I had to have, yeah.
You're such a snitch.
At some point, I couldn't recall.
Dry snitch?
It had to be when I was a kid. I mean, I don't snitch even to this day. I keep it G.
But you have snitched.
Yes. At some point in everybody's life, they've snitched.
On a sibling?
On a sibling for sure. What you mean? I had to snitch on my big brother all the time.
Why? Why'd you have to?
Because he was going to beat me up either way. So I need him to get a whooping because I can't beat him up back. If we get in trouble and he beat me up, then I need him to get beat up as well. That was my little, and I didn't do it often, but I did it once or twice.
But why not say to him, listen, I won't tell if you don't beat me up.
What if I'm already beat up? If I've already gotten beaten up, there's no time for negotiation.
Yeah, we've all seen
it. Yeah.
Never have I gotten stitches. I've had a bunch of those.
I've never had stitches.
You've never had a stitch?
Hey.
You are softer than baby poop.
I guess the saying ain't true. Snitches don't get stitches, baby. I live clean.
At least you're admitting that you're a snitch. You've never gotten stitches.
Never got stitches, nah. I've had times where I was supposed to. I've cut my leg open on a boat propeller.
You see my middle and index finger on my left hand? They almost got torn off. Mm. I almost lost the tops of both of those fingers. That was about 60 stitches right there alone.
But you went and got medical, like, because you have to get stitches in a certain amount of time.
No. No, I didn't go get medical attention. Okay. I went to the Dutton Ranch on Yellowstone, and then the veterinarian stitched me up. Of course I got – what do you think? I'm at home with a needle and thread?
Well, what happened – when I had cut my leg open, I needed stitches, but I had TV glue? Later. I had TV later, so I ended up doing TV hobbled, and then the next day I tried to go get stitches, and the doctor told me it was too late.
Hobbled. You did TV hobbled.
I literally had to wear shorts, not because I was being cool TV guy with the suit up top and shorts down low. It was because my leg was still bleeding and I had it wrapped up.
How about those stitches right there? I'm showing them a picture of my forehead.
What happened?
Those stitches? Skin cancer. That's why I keep moving forward under the
shade. Oh, because you can't get touched by that. You don't want that sun getting back at you.
You can't even see the scar, can you, on my forehead?
I thought somebody got you a solid one, like a
you
left hook.
You can't even see the scar,
can you? Yeah,
nah,
it's gone.
Because I took good care of it.
Smooth.
Never have I. I've got more stitches than you've had lovers.
For sure.
Promise you.
For sure.
Promise you.
Because you get like 50 in one cut.
No, I meant different times I got stitches.
Oh, okay, wow.
Never have I ever lied about my age.
Come on.
Theo, go ahead.
Come on. I mean, I might lie about it tomorrow. I don't know.
I'm lying about it today.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? By the way, I just realized. I'm about to be the first person to ever order a fake ID from China that makes them younger than they actually are. Mm. In the history of fake IDs, it's always been kids wanting to be 21, 22, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever ordered a fake ID from China online and claimed that they were younger than they actually are. I'm about to be the first person ever to do that.
Well, somebody's got to break ground there. Somebody's got to get that glass ceiling out the way.
I'm about to be the Jackie Robinson of lying down for fake IDs.
And then you're going to
wait and see.
And they're going to be writing about you one day about this, man.
They're going to say that legendary bastard. He was pretending he was. His ID said he was 10 years younger than he actually is. You mean older? No, younger.
No, younger.
Who does that? Just me. Never have I ever gone skinny dipping. Has Theo Dorsey ever gone skinny dipping?
I've not done it. Not in the public.
Courtney
setting.
From our marketing team, join us for just a moment.
Uh-oh.
We are playing Never Have I Ever. Has Courtney ever gone skinny dipping?
Yes.
Mm.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin.
How old,
in a lake.
How old were you?
Oh, God. Probably like 17.
And was it with a boy, a group of people, a group of girlfriends?
It was with my girlfriends. You know, we were at a state park that I worked at in high school and college, and it was late at night, and we were like, let's run into the lake. So we did. And it's one of those things, like, once you do it, you're like, oh, that was it?
Was it cold?
It was cold.
Of course it's cold.
It's a lake water. It's never warm.
Of course it's cold. It's a lake in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
So you have gone skinny dipping.
Yes.
What about with boys?
With boys?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Pause is a little long.
Never have I ever snitched on someone and gotten them in trouble. Courtney, we both said yes. You?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it for a living. It's your job.
Isn't that my job?
Never have I ever gotten stitches. I have a bunch of times. Look at my arm right here. Look at my lizard right there.
Yeah.
Theo's never gotten stitches.
Never?
Because he's soft like
baby poop.
I have
gotten stitches. I busted my lip open once, and then I had surgery on both my legs, so I have scars from that.
You want to bust it open again today?
Sure.
Paya.
I heal like Wolverine, so I don't
I'll fight
need
Theo.
That.
I heal like Wolverine.
I'm like
never that. Have I ever lied about my age, Courtney. You lied about, yeah, of course.
Come
you
on,
did.
Court.
You had a fake ID.
Yeah.
You had a fake
ID. I did.
ID.
Now, I have a question, though, too. Follow up. Will you be one to lie about your age going forward at any point? I mean, do you see yourself being that person that's 39 talking about I'm 32?
So here's my thing. I think I generally come off as younger looking, so I feel like people lie for me,
that's
and
true.
I don't have to lie.
There you go.
I told Theo I'm about to be the first person in the history of fake IDs to order a fake ID from China that says that he's younger than he actually is.
He's going to break through that ceiling, man. Somebody got to do it.
There's got
to
be a first for everything, right?
Everybody 19 orders one, says they're 21. Everybody 20 orders one, says they're 22. I'm ordering one that says I'm 39.
And how old are you actually?
56.
Okay.
Not how old
you're
you
lying
look.
Now.
How old
you're
you
lying
look.
About your age now.
58. When we come back, we got sports stuff. It is the Gosling's Bear Trap, and we are live from the Honda Classic on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to ESPN 106.3's Honda Classic coverage, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic.
We are back live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap, the Honda Classic, moving day, round three, Saturday. That's Theo Dorsey, News Channel 5, Fox 29. Brother love, J to the C, home team, that's me. I feel professional until I refuse to say my full name.
Why not give him the full name?
Brother love, because why pretend that we're professional golf announcers on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce, Saturday afternoon, 83 degrees. Come on, man, that ain't us.
Yeah.
You know what's us? Being live in the center of the party. And everybody knows the biggest party of the springtime is the Honda Classic, but the biggest party, the Honda Classic. This is basically what Times Square is to New Year's Eve. Times Square of the Honda Classic is the Gosling's Bear Trap. This year, everybody knows the ginger beer you love. Everybody knows the dark rum, which I enjoy with a little bit of a diet soda, and as a dark and stormy. But this year, Gosling's came through with a canned cocktail, a ready-made. So it's a skinny can, like you get your seltzers and stuff. But 7% alcohol by volume. So we're talking about a little more power for the punch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is the world-famous Dark and Stormy, but in flavors of pineapple, mango, or black cherry. And joining us once again is our friend to the end, brand director of Gosling's, Laura Ballman, who's about to crack open a can. Let me listen. Pop that top one time.
That sounds
good. Pop that one time. Is that for me or you? Or us?
It can be for us.
We can share.
I'm okay to share.
Is your husband here this year?
He's not here.
Oh, no, I'm noticing your nonverbals. By the way, great to see you again. I noticed your nonverbals when I said, is your husband here? It was a very fluttery blinking. Did you notice that? So I study nonverbal. There's the fluttery blink again. I don't know your baseline, so it may not mean a whole lot. But you said he's not here. There's a little bit of drama going on with that. Am I wrong in saying that?
There's no drama, but he's actually not my husband yet. He's
fiancé. Oh, still your fiancé.
That's
so
what the flutter was.
So this is kind of like my last hurrah at the Honda Classic.
Oh, yeah, get yours. Get to drinking.
Technically single.
Whoa.
Yeah, yes,
you're engaged and you said you're single?
Nope. Well, you know, not betrothed.
Uh-oh.
You're unmarried.
Unmarried.
You're unmarried.
On the way.
Unmarried,
you're
yes.
Unmarried.
So it's like YOLO. Right now.
Laura Ballman, let's go.
That's right.
Let's go. You are the brand director. You are with Malcolm Sr. today, I see. We had Malcolm.
I'm with my boss, yes.
We had Malcolm Jr. on Thursday. And if they gave awards like the Oscars or the Emmys for people on the radio pretending to be sober, he would have won whatever that was. Because he did a great job of pretending to be sober while he explained that the motion of the ocean and the temperature change we did not anticipate would create such a unique flavor and distinction in our rum. It is something that we never could have guessed would be a result of the... He was fantastic.
Yes, that was the Spirited Seas rum that you guys tried with him, right? Ocean Age.
The Ocean Age, which is crazy to me that nobody ever thought of that. Like, no one ever thought... Put it on something that moves in untraditional, unpredictable ways. Subject it to different temperatures. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 60,000 miles, right? 59,000 plus miles. And then you never know what you might get. And in this case, turned out to be an outstanding, unique, one-of-a-kind rum.
Yep. We got deliciousness.
So do me a favor. When you talk about, you know, you're not married yet, don't get yourself in trouble by saying you're single.
Don't lead with that.
Because you're not technically single.
That's true.
You're engaged, not yet married.
Correct. Okay.
Because
thanks for the tip.
Because I bet if I was around Vegas and I ran into a dude and he said, "You look familiar. Did I meet you at Honda Classic?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, oh, dude, I thought you looked familiar. And I said, what's up, dog? I said, you're married. He says, well, no, I'm single. And I said, you're single? He goes, well, I'm not married yet. How would you feel about that?
I would judge.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah. All right, my bad.
So
my bad.
So this is your last hoorah. When is your wedding date?
August 19th.
Oh, a lot could happen before then.
Yeah, I mean, have like at least over 6 months left. You know?
A lot could happen before then.
Still got the trip planned.
A lot could
all
happen.
Of that.
A lot could happen. A lot. Listen to me. A lot could happen before then.
Yeah, still have to do the bachelorette party.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Now, where are you going for your bachelorette party?
We haven't decided yet, right. But I actually live in the Boston area, so right. A very popular destination near there is Newport, Rhode Island.
Mm. All right. Good eating town.
Yeah, yeah.
Restaurant town.
And it's kind of like where Gosling's rum first landed.
In the
U.S.? It was brought by sailors who were doing the Newport to Bermuda race.
Ooh.
So
there's
a lot of Gosling's rum in Newport. It's actually a great place to be the Gosling's rep. Everybody kind of treats you like royalty there because everybody loves Gosling's rum.
But
so I'm thinking that might be a good spot.
But it's your bachelorette. Don't you want to get away from the regular and the normal? No.
Vegas is another. Well, Vegas in July is too hot.
No, it's not. That's when I go. That's when I go. I go for International Fight Week, UFC International Fight Week, and I'm there the second weekend of July, and it is perfect.
Oh, really?
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Yes.
All right.
Where is your fiance? Where is he having his bachelor party?
I think they're going to do Nolens.
Really?
That's a good one.
In the summertime?
That's a good one.
Nobody's organized anything yet.
Got it.
So
you guys aren't sure this wedding's going to happen is what it sounds like. sounds like there's a little bit of Pam and Roy.
No, it's going to happen.
It's a very Pam and Roy kind of engagement situation. Congratulations on the new Dark and Stormy canned cocktail.
Thank you. Did you guys get to try it yet? Any of the flavors?
Well, if you insist, Courtney... I'm being forced to try this. I'm being forced to try the Gosling's Black Cherry Dark and Stormy. And I got to tell you, I have not had a sip of the new Dark and Stormy Black Cherry since Thursday.
Mm. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh out the can. What's your thoughts?
I had it on Thursday.
Of course,
I really like it.
Black Cherry.
I like it. It's the right mix. 7% alcohol by volume. And it's the Gosling's goodness and a little bit of black cherry on the finish.
No preservatives.
Man,
no corn syrup.
That's crisp.
It's better in the can.
Mm. Mm. I would drink that over ice.
Yeah, it would be good over ice.
I would drink that over ice, and you know what I would do? I would add a shot of the Spirited Sea.
Oh, the Spirited Seas. Ooh.
I would make it a dirty dark.
But dirty, dark, and stormy.
I would dirty, dark it.
Dirty, dark, and stormy. I'm not
dirty
bad at it.
Dirty, dark. Dirty, pop.
So just came up with our new signature cocktail. Yeah. Thanks.
I just sang your hook. It's a NSYNC. It's a ripoff, but it's called Dirty, Dark. By the way, I got a DM from Joey Fatone. Here's a name drop for you.
Okay.
I have a female friend. She's a beautiful blonde girl like yourself. And she draws a lot of attention like yourself. And yesterday I saw her. And yesterday we took a picture together. She goes, oh, I don't want to take you. I don't want you to take the picture because you're going to post one of me that looks terrible. She goes, and I don't want to take the picture of us because then it looks like I'm a fan of yours. I don't want people to think that I want a selfie with you. So she took the picture, and then she sent it to me. And then I posted on Instagram and said, so great to meet fans like you. But every time this friend of mine shows up on my story, Joey Fatone, who's one of the members of NSYNC, he always replies, oh, I got to come to West Palm. Oh, I got to come hang out with you more. Oh, your friend's terrible looking. You have a friend that anytime she shows up on your social media, there's that one guy you know, and every time he shows up, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You got one of those.
Yes. Yeah.
We all got one. Everybody has one. That's
his.
So Dirty Pop.
I like it.
Dirty That's Dark. Great. Dark and Storm. This is a whole new thing for you guys because it's the first time it's in the U.S., Newport, you got all your folks now probably excited for the new can.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a big event for us. All of our distributors and everybody come into the Honda Classic. Our Newport friends are down here. So this is actually the first time anybody has tasted this. You can't even buy it in liquor stores yet. It's literally like the world premiere of the dark and stormy flavors. That's so it's super cool to, you know, showcase it here at the Honda Classic.
That's what Malcolm Jr. told us on Thursday.
Yeah,
the great news is you have a great brand, and it's a legacy brand, and there's a great story behind it. Not some weird corporation halfway around the world that made up a name and a backstory. You know, this isn't J.W. Dundee Honey Lager Beer from 1998 with a fake character. And this is a family business, family story that goes back to 1786. What is it? What year was it?
1806.
Yep. So you're talking about the 19th century, the 20th century. This is your third century of rum making.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah,
it is.
It's amazing.
But it's a family and a family brand. But great stories are great and all. And branding's great and all. But if the product is not something that people love and loyal to, none of the other stuff matters. You just happen to turn out a great product on top of it.
Yeah, and that's what we do, you know, really key to the success of our brand has been doing events like the Honda Classic, because we don't have a huge advertising budget. We can't spend millions on TV commercials, but if people have the opportunity to taste Gosling's rum, the dark and stormy, it's like instant fan
Correct.
For life.
Get them hooked
usually.
In the bear trap.
So, yeah, exactly. So this has been really important to the brand's success.
You're smart with your marketing. You're smart with your advertising. And you recognize who the people might be, and you go to them, as opposed to throwing it out there for everyone and hoping something sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you're good at your job.
Yeah.
And I know you're good at your
you.
Job, because you were here last year, too. Which means
they kept me around for another year.
Which means they kept you around at the very least. So let's get back to the game of Never Have I Ever.
Oh, no.
Which we were playing. Never have I ever lied about my age. Laura, have you lied about your age?
Everybody lies when... Oh, I shouldn't say this as a liquor company.
But most...
When you're in college, sometimes you might fib. Is what I'm saying.
Right, but have you ever lied your age down? Have you ever claimed you were younger than you actually are?
No.
Okay, she's lying right now because the flutter
the flutter happened again.
Right? Does your fiance know your actual age?
Yes, he does.
Did he know your actual age when you met?
Yes.
Okay, I believe her.
Yeah.
You don't know this, but I'm the first in the world to do this. You're talking about the world premiere of the Gosling's Dark and Stormy Concocted. Theo, do you want to explain to Laura Ballman, the brand director of Gosling's Rum, what I'm the first in the world to do?
Yeah, what Josh Cohen is really setting out to do here is a trailblazer. He's looking to get a fake driver's license from China.
Fake ID.
Fake ID that says he's actually younger than his actual age now, which they haven't done yet.
No
they
one's
haven't
ever done, that.
Done yet. So when he
no
sends in that application, it might get seen with a little bit more red tape. We'll see if he's able to get through, though.
What age are you going to put on it? 28?
41. Why are you laughing? I can't get away with 41? You trying to say I can't pass for 41?
You could pass for 41.
With a hat on?
You're
youthful
looking.
With a hat on? I could pass for 41 with a hat on.
Very sprightly.
Very slightly?
Sprightly.
She said sprightly. A sprightly 41-year-old.
Is that an insult? I don't know.
No, it's a compliment.
Because, like, you know, kids, high school kids now, they get online, they send away to China, they get a fake driver's license that says they're 21, 22. I'm going to be the first person ever that gets one that lies down.
Yeah.
I'm lying down.
They're not going to know what to do with it.
Anything else we need to know about the celebration and the brand-new brand release?
Just stay tuned.
Love it.
You can't buy this stuff in stores quite yet.
Yep.
It literally just hit the market. But if you go to goslingsrum.com, there's a sign up. If you want to be notified when it's available in your area, you can go online and sign up.
Ooh.
And keep an eye out for the new flavors of the Dark and Stormy cans. And in stores now, all your usual suspects, Total Wine, etc. Look for the Gosling Spirited Seas Ocean Age Rum. It's an awesome gift. It's super smooth.
And I'm going to one-up you on that. We had a family earlier with an expensive child wagon. Kind of like a wagon the kid's in. He sits in it, and there's storage, and there's a retract. Buy a bunch of cans here.
Mm.
Tell them don't open them. Sneak them out of here.
In that.
Smuggle them out of here in your stroller, in your child wagon.
The resale market.
And then you resell them outside on a secret black market or a dark market.
Oh, come on now.
Dark and stormy market of the Gosling's canned cocktails.
It would be a hot item on the black market.
It only drums up the value.
So the brand director is saying, break the law.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead and do that.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page about this.
Drive the price up, baby.
Laura Borman, a pleasure. Always.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
Great to see you guys again.
Great to see you as well. We are back in moments, live from the Gosling's Bear Trap, here on Honda Classic Saturday. This is ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to ESPN 106.3's Honda Classic coverage, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic.
Broadcasting live from the Gosling's Bear Trap on Saturday from the Honda Classic, round three if you're here for golf. And it is getting crowded, Theo, as the Bear Trap is filling,
yeah,
as it always does, and will reach capacity soon. It is a see and be seen scene. Our director of marketing is dancing like somebody's grandmother at a wedding in a VFW hall.
This is.
And our marketing consultant, Dominique, is dancing as though she's an adult performer on the show Yellowstone in one of those cowboy strip clubs. Other than that, it's a classy joint.
Outside of those two things.
Malcolm Sr. joining us.
Yes, mate.
Happy Honda days, my friend.
Yeah, well, pleasure to be here, mate.
It's great to be anywhere, but especially here. Your brand director, Laura, was just saying that you guys pick and choose the events where you're going to market and advertise, and you guys are smart. It's a lifestyle brand. Gosling's is a feeling. It evokes a visceral response, but you know who your people will be. Not necessarily, you know, who they are is great. Keep them happy.
Right.
But who they will be, and those people are here.
Yeah, they are all here. Look at these. I mean, how many people do you think we have up here?
20,000,
30,000.
Oh, and this deck right here?
I'm guessing 20,000.
Probably 30,000. Probably 30,000 total, yeah.
Yeah.
But 2,500 up in here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I have to tell you. So you had Laura, our brand director, on before.
Yeah, she's single, I heard.
Right. And I just wanted to show that's optimism.
Wishful thinking. That's wishful thinking.
That is optimism.
Right?
Right there.
Could you imagine?
She is single all the way up to the day that penny drops.
God bless her.
She's a
very successful woman in business, but she's also a very beautiful woman.
She
blonde
is.
Hair, light eyes, gorgeous smile. She looks like an actress. But when she said, I'm single, I'm like, no, you're not. You're engaged. Malcolm, there's
false advertising.
There's a scale in life. Remember the mountain climber game on Price is Right? And they go up the hill. Right. There's single. That's the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah.
There's dating. Right. There's engaged. And then there's married. She's at the second highest mountain peak in the world. And she said she's single.
It's all about the mental state, mate. Not in her mind.
Yeah, maybe. That's right. I used to have a t-shirt that said, what's your definition of girlfriend? which kind of fits that mold. Hey,
yeah.
Congratulations on another Honda Classic and another Gosling's Bear Trap. What does it feel like to host the biggest party inside the biggest party of the year?
Well, you got to remember where this started, right? So 2007, I think.
Yep.
Ken Caron and I came out here, and it was 7,000 square feet. That's what the Bear Trap was at that time.
Wow.
So, and he says, you know, we kind of want to make this a little bit more upscale, you know, from a Phoenix thing, and just have a party.
Yeah.
And I go, all due respect, Ken, you got a long way to go, man, because this does not look exciting. He goes, that's why we're talking. Now look, how many square feet is this?
How many square feet, Ken? How many square feet of the Bear Trap now?
60,000.
Yeah. No, it's more than that now.
35,000,
but then times two, because you got the upstairs. So you're talking 60,000 square feet of Gosling's Bear Trap.
And it started from 7,000 square feet.
Ken Kennerly, who's standing here right now, as well as Malcolm, you guys had a vision, and it became all that and more. Who could have imagined that this would... This, literally, the Gosling's Bear Trap is what Times Square is to New Year's Eve. It is the center of it all. It is where you got to be. It's where you got to get your selfie, where business gets done. Couples get engaged. I actually meet girls willing to talk to me. It's the weirdest thing.
This is the one spot.
Yeah, exactly.
The one spot.
Engaged girls are single again.
Exactly. Hey, man. I love it.
She's never going to hear the end of this, is she? Are you speaking? Are you speaking at the wedding?
No.
Are you going to speak? Does Laura know?
Whether she likes it or not, yes, I will be.
Laura, do you know that Malcolm is going to speak at your wedding? At your wedding, Malcolm is going to say, so for those of you that don't know me, I'm Malcolm, and I've known Laura since she was single. You know, this year's Honda Classic.
Yeah.
Or you know, two hours ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
2 hours ago. At the reception. Oh,
well,
I digress.
Anyway, this is the best atmosphere. If anybody has not been out here, I highly recommend it, right?
Where did you get that voice, by the way? Because we're professionals, but you have the voice where you should be narrating nature specials.
Come on now.
Mate,
you
have a face like this, you better have a good voice.
Well, guess what? My face is way worse than yours, and my voice sucks too.
I am only made for radio, right? That's it.
We always ask Junior about when he realized how blessed he was to be born into a family with a fun business. What was the point you realized, you know what? My stars lined up pretty good. 10, 11, 12?
I'm thankful every day.
You have to be. Attitude of gratitude.
And then when you have a son like I have, right? You interviewed my son, Malcolm.
Yep.
We're not very, creative with names.
Yeah.
But
it's easy to remember that way.
Anyway, very, very fortunate. That's such a great team with Laura, Rainier, Malcolm. I mean, how could life be better?
You have a great strategy. You've built a great brand. It's a lifestyle brand. People are loyal. They convert others. Try it. No one's ever tried it and not liked it. It's a beautiful thing to see something like your brand grow, as well as the Honda Classic, you and Ken, and the Gosling's Bear Trap. As I said, this is Times Square of what New Year's Eve is, and no one can dispute that.
And we're here shaking hands, kissing babies. Come on out. Let's go. We want to welcome you.
And your engaged brand director claims to be single on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Single, and our brand director is single.
For the weekend.
For all those guys.
That's been established.
She's single.
My friend, I appreciate you. I know you hate doing radio, but thank you for taking the time. Appreciate
Such
you, my
friend. Such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Our pleasure completely.
Thanks, man.
There he is, Malcolm Sr., Gosling's, the official rum and ginger beer of the 2023 Honda Classic, debuting two drinks this year, the flavored Dark and Stormy ready-to-drink cans in mango, pineapple, and black cherry, as well as the new ocean-aged rum spirited seas. I can hear Stone LeBanowitz saying, take a break. So we shall. And when we come back, a special celebrity guest. We are live inside the Gosling's Bear Trap, and it is getting crowded. We're going to sign off just in time before the language starts to cross.
Oh, man, it's about to happen. I can feel it.
This is ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to ESPN 106.3's Honda Classic coverage, presented by Gosling's Rum, the official rum and ginger beer of the Honda Classic.
We are back live for one final segment inside the Gosling's Bear Trap at the Honda Classic, the biggest party of the year, the biggest event of the year, inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. As I realized today, it really is the Times Square of the Honda Classic. It's the central focal point of it all, is it not, Theodore?
And this is where you're going to see most of the pictures that get posted on Instagram and on all the video reels on TikTok. Like, it's coming right here from the Gosling's Bear Trap.
If you're not inside the Gosling's Bear Trap, you're doing it wrong.
Come on.
There's no wrong way to do it, but this is the right way for sure. The Director Emeritus, Ken Kennerly, took this tournament over years ago, just recently handed it off, and grew it into a global destination, joins us. You have to look at this and just be proud. I mean, excited for sure, but you just have to be proud at what this has become.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many people out here today having a great time. The Gosling's Bear Trap has really become not only the iconic spot here at the Honda Classic, but one of the more iconic entertainment venues on the entire PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we look out here and see all these great people enjoying Gosling's beverages, having a lot of fun, as Malcolm will tell you, he's in the bottle fun business, obviously. And their new product, by the way, is unbelievable. These new ready-to-drink.
Dark and Stormy became famous at the Honda Classic inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. And now they are selling in the U.S. for the first time a canned cocktail, 7% alcohol by volume, mango, pineapple, black cherry, your favorite Dark and Stormy, already pre-made in a can, world premiere at the Honda Classic. That's exciting, too.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys have been part of the story here and building our brand up. You know, each and every year, the Gosling's Bear Trap gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You know,
literally,
we're over,
literally.
Literally bigger and bigger. I mean, we have double-decker all the way around now. People here are having a great time. We're over 60,000 square feet I don't even know how many thousands of people are in the Gosling's Bear Trap right now, but I can tell you every one of them's having a great time and drinking a lot of Gosling's product as well. But, you know, I got to tell you, it's come a long way. Malcolm has been there with us since day one. We literally Amazing. Walked around. He understood our vision, and he's never wavered. He's always been here for us. He's done everything to continue, not only to promote the Gosling's brand, but promote the Honda Classic.
It's a great relationship, Gosling's and Honda Classic, forevermore. And by the way, Malcolm's now tipping you. He's tipping you for the kind words.
That's all? Come on. He's got to give me more than that.
Right.
We got just a few more seconds left. Ken Kennerly, Director Emeritus. I'm going to ask you an impossible question. You get one word to finish the sentence. When I look around at what the Gosling's Bear Trap and the Honda Classic has become, the word that comes to mind is...
Fun. Absolutely fun. It's
good.
A
Nailed
contagious
it.
Feeling to be here, not only at the Honda Classic, but at the Gosling's Bear Trap. Everybody's having a great time. That's what it's all about here.
And by the way, golf's happening too, for those that don't know.
There is some golf.
By the way, Ken Kennerly has a perfect pink with green striped Gosling's seal tie with the seal and the barrel on his, is it a nose on a seal?
I guess it's, yeah.
A snout?
It's kind
I'm
of
not
balancing
sure.
it.
But,
yeah.
But I'll tweet the tie out on my Twitter at Josh
Black
on here.
Seal.
It's the
seal.
Official tie of the Gosling's Bear Trap and of the Honda Classic.
I have a black tie gala on Friday night at the Breakers. If you have a bow tie, I would absolutely represent it. If you have a bow tie, I would absolutely represent Friday night to cure pancreatic cancer at the Breakers. Ken Kennerly, thank you so much. A pleasure, my friend.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Appreciate.
We are inside the final minute as we count it down inside the Gosling's Bear Trap. So much for sports talk. We're inside the Bear Trap. What are you supposed to do with Gosling's?
Come on, man.
Drink and... Did you think that the crowd would get this big by the time we signed off?
I figured that it was going to get nice. I didn't think they were going to be pushing all the way to the table. If we kept going for another hour or so, it would be behind us. It might get a little dangerous for us here.
Now, is it going to be harder for you to walk away without drinking since you got to be on TV today?
Just don't tell Court.
All right.
Court and Brian are not listening. I'm good. Drinks up, baby.
Do what you got to do. When you get to the Honda Classic, make sure you got a ticket for the Gosling's Bear Trap. No matter where you are here, get a Gosling's Dark and Stormy, especially the can cocktail, and try the new Spirited Seas, the Ocean Age rum as well. Thank you to Stone LeBanowitz back in studio. Thank you to C-Cat producing here live on location. Theo, brother from another, it's fun as always.
Always fun. Check me out on PTV later.
Watch him later. Kids, have a great weekend. We'll see you live from the Honda here on ESPN 106.3.